Welcome to another great day of podcasting. This is another mini podcast that I'm putting out today, and it's called Appropriate Worship. Our scripture reading for today comes from Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I know many of you are very familiar with those verses and probably can recite them by heart. And here's what it says in the New Living Translation. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. In these verses, Paul urges us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. But what does it mean to be a living sacrifice? It means that we are dead to the power of sin. And we can look at Romans 6, verses 1 through 4, and Romans 6, verse 11, for reference on this topic. To be a living sacrifice, there are certain requirements for our bodies. Firstly, we must acknowledge Jesus' death on the cross as the spotless lamb, sacrificed as the atonement for sin. His sacrifice purifies and reconciles us to God, Hebrews 1, verse 3, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. Secondly, we are brought into the Holy Son of God, who is well-pleasing to the Father, according to Matthew 3, 17 and Matthew 17, verse 5. Through this, we also become children of God, as Jesus taught us to address God as our Father. And in the Lord's Prayer, it clearly states that in Matthew 6, 9, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And it goes on. It's a great prayer that Jesus taught us. We are united with Christ and depend on our relationships with Him for our lives. Thirdly, Romans 6, 6 tells us that we died to sin to this world, making us holy and acceptable to God. We put on Christ's holiness, according to Galatians 3, 27. Through baptism, repentance, and daily forgiveness, we stand before God as living, holy, and well-pleasing sacrifices to Him. Furthermore, our daily lives as Christians in our bodies and in our relationships with the world in our vocations become the arena of worship. This is who we are and what we do in Christ. We are not to conform to the behavior and customs of this world, but to be transformed. Transformation is a metamorphosis, a change from within. It involves having the mind of Christ, as Paul teaches that we do have the mind of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Lastly, we seek to understand and live out the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God according to Romans 12, verses 3 through 21. Jesus Himself said in John 6, 40, "For it is my Father's will that all who see His Son and believe in Him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." God's perfect will for us is to believe in Him. As we reflect on these words, let us strive to offer our bodies as living sacrifices to God, allowing Him to transform us and guide us in His good and perfect will. May our worship be appropriate and pleasing to God as we walk the footsteps of Christ. I like what Martin Luther said. A Christian is not one who follows after Christ as his example, but one who believes in Him as his substitute. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope this message encourages and challenges you in your faith journey. God bless you today.